各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴这个礼拜三开始将是我们的灵恩布道会。
We're very happy that beginning on Wednesday evening, it is our evangelical service.
因为常常在这段时间神要降下灵恩来祝福朋友跟弟兄姐妹。
Because it is during this time that God will send down the spiritual blessings to bless the brothers and sisters as well as friends.
也常常在这个时间弟兄姐妹特别有机会来爱我们的主耶稣，传扬福音。
It is also during this time that brothers and sisters have the opportunity to love the Lord Jesus and to preach the gospel.
这是我们教会里面的大事。
This is a great event in our church.
我们都弟兄姐妹很积极的为这个事情在做准备。
Our brothers and sisters are diligently making preparations for this event.
无论是在硬体的预备，或是带人这方面，大家都相当的尽心。
Whether they're preparing for the stuff or they are bringing friends to come.
但是我们更希望每位弟兄姐妹一起来关怀这件事情。
But we hope all the brothers and sisters can together care about this matter.
因为主耶稣他希望万人可以得救，可以认识这位天上的神。
For the Lord Jesus wants everyone in the world to know about God.
我们要来完成主耶稣的心意。
So we have to fulfill the heart of Jesus.
那如果我们决定说要带些人来见耶稣。
If we have decided that we want to bring some people to come see Jesus.
因为这段时间就是带人见耶稣最好的机会。
This is the perfect opportunity to bring others to see Jesus.
因为我们所阐述的道理，尤其是礼拜三晚上到礼拜六晚上都是针对我们朋友所阐述的道理。
For the sermons that we will give starting from Wednesday evening till Saturday evening are targeted for our friends.
所以我们盼望每个人都有一个感动，我愿意带人来见耶稣。
So I hope everyone is moved that they want to bring friends to see Jesus.
那如果有这样感动，你要带谁来见耶稣呢？
But if you have this movement, whom should you bring to see Jesus?
圣经上有位使徒，他叫安德烈。
And there is a apostle. His name is
Andrew. 安德烈这一辈子带了不少人来见耶稣。
Andrew brought many people to see Jesus.
那我们来谈三点，他带三种人来见耶稣。
And let us read about the three people that he brought before Jesus.
第一，他在带家人来见耶稣。
First, he brought family members to see Jesus.
第二，他把孩子的爱献给耶稣，就是带孩子来见耶稣。
And second, he gave the love of the children to Jesus. He brought the children to see Jesus.
第三，他传达这个外族人要见耶稣的信息也就是间接的带外族人来见耶稣。
And he also brought the Gentiles to see Jesus.
我们就一点一点来谈。
And let us read one by one.
我们来看约翰福音一章的四十节。
Let us turn to John.
Next slide, please. 约翰福音一章四十节。
John chapter 1 verse 40.
约翰福音一章四十节到四十二节。
John chapter 1 verse 40 to verse 42.
一章四十节到四十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 40 to verse 42.
四十节，听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。四十一节。
Verse 41.
他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。四十二。
42.
于是领他去见耶稣，耶稣看着他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法，基法翻出来就是彼得。”请读。
Verse 40. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated a stone.
四十一节看着耶稣基督就说，看哪，神的羔羊，拯救世人的罪孽。
When John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
他给自己的门徒介绍那个真正的在他来以后比他更大的那个瘦高的。
So he introduced to his disciples the one who would come after him, the one who would be greater, the anointed one.
那有两个人就跟随耶稣
And there was two who heard who followed him.
那他看到主耶稣住的地方，认识主耶稣到底是谁之后。
After he saw where Jesus lodged, and he began to understand who Jesus was,
他就先找自己的哥哥。
He first found his own brother.
他觉得这个信息太重要，他一定要介绍给自己的家人知道。
He thought the good news was too important that he must introduce it first to his family.
所以就让主耶稣跟彼得有一个见面的机会。
So he allowed Jesus to have an opportunity to meet with Peter.
那主耶稣就看着他说你要称为彼得，就是你要称为将来成为教会的柱石。
And Jesus said, "You shall be called Peter. You shall be called the stone."
那这个我们特别注意到42节，他说他先找就是家人是他找来信耶稣的第一个 priority， 最先顺序的就是找家人来见耶稣
Verse 41, it said he first found his own brother, which means that his family were the first priority of people he wants to bring to see Jesus.
我们每个人都很爱自己的家人。
All of us love our family members very much.
我们都不希望只有自己将来能够享受永生进天国。
We don't want to be the only ones to experience and enjoy eternal heaven.
因为我们舍不得我们的所爱的人在地狱里面，在阴间里面受苦。
We do not want the ones we love to suffer in Hades or hell.
所以他先找到自己的家人。
Therefore, he first found his own family.
提摩太前书保罗这样讲。
In 1 Timothy, Paul says,
他说我们信主的人如果不照顾自己的家人，是比不信的人都还不如。
If those of us who believe in Christ do not take care of our own family, we are worse than an unbeliever.
所以有人说爱是从家庭开始的。
So some will say that love begins in one's household.
因为所以爱有一个顺序我们从家里开始才有办法推己及人，才有办法推到外面去。
There's a sequence to love. We must first love those in our household before we are able to love others outside of the household.
所以神的意思是让我们真的来传给我们的家里面的人。
So God's will for us is for us to first preach to those in our family.
这耶稣教会早期福音传得相当快。
In the early stages of True Jesus Church, the gospel was preached widely.
我们有个已经过世的蔡圣明长老他刚开始得到福音的时候好高兴。
We have an elder Tai who has long passed away. When he first received the gospel, he was very overjoyed.
他第一件事情就是到他们民雄回去传给自己故乡的人，传给自己的家人。
The first thing he did was to return to his local village to preach to his family members.
在那边建立教会。
There he established a church.
因为我们真的很爱我们的家人。
Because of our love for our family members.
在美国有个传道，他是柬埔寨裔的传道。Cambodia.
We have a minister who is a minister from Cambodia.
他有两位爸爸。
And he has two fathers.
因为他们家从柬埔寨移民来孩子太多所以他念小学的时候就跟一个希腊人的家，希腊人的店grocery store就去那边帮忙跟他们倒垃圾。
And because his father had too many children and he immigrated to the States, he was helping, when he was in first grade, he was helping to throw out the trash of a store owner.
那这个希腊人的家庭看到这个小朋友这么认真的在给他帮他倒垃圾。
And this Greek store owner saw this little boy who was so diligently throwing out the trash for him.
后来收养这个孩子。
So he decided to take in this child.
后来这位弟兄认识真耶稣教会。
Later, this brother understood the True Jesus Church.
他说他曾经到过那种希腊人的教会那个希腊人的教会会堂都很漂亮很多东西都是金子做的。
He said, "If you ever went to a Greek,
plated gold.
If you ever went to a Greek Orthodox church, you would see that everything is plated with gold."
他们那个祭司讲言戴着冠冕穿着袍，真的是看起来非常的相当的高雅。
And the priest will even wear a crown and wear a robe, and you would feel that he was very high up.
但是在那里，他体验不到神的存在。
But there, he was not able to feel the existence of God.
有人把他带到波士顿的某个租的会堂的租的一个会堂的地下室。
And there was someone who brought him into the Boston Fellowship. At that time, it was in a rented basement.
没有传道人在讲道理
There was no minister to give the gospel.
他们搬电视出来看福音讲福音录音带。
For they took out a TV in order to play the sermon tape.
他听到那个讲员正耶稣要的工人在讲道， 眼泪就掉下来啊。
But when he heard the True Jesus Church worker giving a sermon, he started to shed tears.
他觉得神就在这里啊。
He felt that God was indeed there.
后来自己得圣灵，祷告得圣灵。
Later, when he prayed, he received the Holy Spirit.
更深信这里就是神的教会，永生神的家。
He was even more convicted that God was there and it was the house of God.
后来他就立志啊。就是帮家人祷告，他家族啊，很多人开始帮家人祷告啊。
Later, he determined that he would pray for his family members.
他信主，大概不到大概十年左右而已吧。
He believed in the Lord for about 10 years.
啊，可是他后来就有感谢主，主耶稣领他带领他的养父啊来信耶稣。
But thank God, later he was able to bring his adoptive father to church.
他的养父是很虔诚的这个希腊正教的教徒啊，是不可能听他的。
And his adoptive father was a very devout Greek Orthodox. He would not listen to him.
我受过洗了，为什么要再受洗一次呢？
Because he argued, I have already been baptized before. Why do I need to be baptized again?
这个养父生病啊，那个耶稣跟魔鬼出现了，耶稣不带他，魔鬼把他抓到地狱里面去。
But when his adoptive father was ill, he saw Jesus and Satan wanted to grab him to hell.
那个时候他才醒过来，原来他以前的洗礼是没有功效的。
At that moment, he awoke and he realized his previous baptism was futile.
啊，神带领他的养父来受洗。
Later, God led his adoptive father to be baptized.
啊，对，他又带他的生父来受洗。
And he also brought his own birth father to be baptized.
他说他生父啊，在柬埔寨啊，也他们是都是懂一些 witchcraft 的东西哦，阿巴生物啊，那个力量很大，拜一种神力量很大哦，啊，那个大的船一个人可以扛在头上面走的。
And his birth father in Cambodia practiced witchcraft, and he would have very strong energy to even carry a big boat.
教他信耶稣也是很难的。
So it was very hard to convince him to believe in Jesus.
可是啊，借着神的带领啊，他的生父生母也来信耶稣了。
But by the guidance of God, his birth father and mother both believed.
他又把哥哥的孩子收养过来，住在自己的家里。
He also adopted his nephews and nieces into his house.
介绍福音给他们这些孩子们。
He also gave the good news to these children.
所以这个家族啊，柬埔寨家族啊，现在很多人信耶稣。
So there are many Cambodian family members who now believe in Jesus.
所以今天呢，我们真的要想办法去把我们的家人哦，传福音给他们。
So today we must think of all ways in order to preach the gospel to our family.
如果仔细看圣经这边，不但说先啊，他说早着，就是不是偶然遇到，真的是花功夫啊，去把家人找出来。
He said he first found his own brother, so he took a lot of ability to find his brother. He didn't meet him by coincidence.
我们知道有时候传给自己的家人，有时候比传给外人更难呢。
Sometimes we know it's harder to preach to our family members than to preach to our friends.
但是啊，无论怎么样，一定要让他。这个彼得跟耶稣见个面，一定要想办法让他们见个面了。
But no matter what he did, he wanted to create that opportunity so that Simon could meet Jesus.
小心读四十节到四十二节，读到这里哦，好像彼得没有马上信耶稣，没有马上跟随耶稣嘞。
When you read verses 40 to 42, you have a feeling that Peter did not immediately believe in Jesus.
这边都没有记载彼得的反应是什么。
For it did not record the reaction of Peter.
至少这个福音的种子已经种在彼得的心里面了。
But here we know at least the seed of the gospel has been planted in Peter's heart.
我们都知道彼得什么时候开始跟随耶稣、信耶稣呢？
When do we know that Peter began to follow Jesus?
有一次啊，耶稣在海边啊，传福音啊。
There's one time when Jesus was preaching near the sea.
人太多了，一定要到船上去啊！借着风的力量，把那个声音传出去。
There's too many people, so Jesus had to get on a boat and use the power of the wind in order to spread his voice.
彼得的船就在那里啊。
And when he looked around, he saw that Peter's boat was there.
就借着那船传福音。
So he borrowed Peter's boat in order to preach the gospel.
再问他说，传完福音之后呢，再问他说，你有没有捕到鱼啊？来，我们去出去捕鱼啊。
And after he preached the gospel, he said, "Have you caught any fish? Let's go out to catch fish."
在捕鱼的过程当中啊，这个彼得从叫耶稣是啊世上的老师哦，到叫耶稣是他生命的救主。
So while they were in the process of catching fish, Peter went from calling Jesus as his teacher to being the savior.
是在那段过程当中啊，生活的经历当中，看出来这个耶稣不是一般人，真的是永生神的儿子。
It was during that life experience that he saw that Jesus was no ordinary man, but he was the Son of God.
所以今天我们传给我们的家人哦，不是说哦，他马上就会来信哦。
So sometimes when we preach our family members, we cannot expect them to believe right away.
但是呢，在他已经见到耶稣了，如果耶稣爱他，耶稣对他的生命啊，一定有一个机会让主耶稣可以带领这个人来。
but you have created an opportunity for them to meet Jesus, and if Jesus loved them, Jesus will touch them in their lives.
所以重要的是把他带来教会里面呢, 让他跟主耶稣基督有个见面的机会。
But most importantly is to bring them into church so that they have that opportunity to meet Jesus.
You never know, 有一天啊, 你可能不知道, 有一天啊, 那个人就成为教会的柱石，像彼得一样。
You never know, but one day they may become the pillar of church, just like Peter.
其实啊, 在圣经里面啊, 原来信仰给的单位是家, 家是接受信仰的一个单位哦。
In the Bible, faith is usually given to the entire family.
我们来看创世纪七章的第一节。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 7, verse 1.
创世纪七章一节。
Genesis chapter 7 verse 1.
我们要知道今天神拣选我们，岂不知道今天神拣选我们，就是为了要拣选我们的家人呢？
Today God has called us in order to call our entire family.
因为这个救恩啊，是要给全家人的。
For the salvation is to be given to the entire family.
创世纪七章的第一节。
Genesis chapter 7 verse 1.
七章第一节。
Chapter 7 verse 1.
主对挪亚说：“你和你全家都要进入方舟，因为在这世代中。” 我见你在我面前是义人，请读。
Then the Lord said to Noah, Come into the ark, you and all your households, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天你已经受洗归入耶稣基督了。
Brothers and sisters, today you have been baptized and you have come to Christ.
你在神面前是一个义人了。
Before the Lord, you are a righteous man.
那神见你在他面前是个义人。
And God calls you a righteous before
him. 所以他吩咐我们这样说。
So he will command us saying,
你啊，你的全家都要进方舟了，齁。
You and all your household must come into the ark.
我们中文说爱屋及乌啊，哈，就是呢，你爱一个人哦，你全家的人都会爱，那唱了小狗你也会爱啦，哎，这个，你哦，你会因为一个人呢去爱他的全家人呢。If
you love one person, then you will end up loving his whole household, even the pets that they have in that household.
神想说，哇，这个世代大家都被洪水毁灭呢。 所以你跟你全家一定要进来哦，一定要进方舟哦。
God was thinking everyone in the world will be destroyed by the flood, so you and your household, you must come into the ark.
圣经讲，信耶稣得永生，受洗必然得救。
The Bible says we must believe in the Lord and to be baptized to be saved.
那不信的就被定罪。
But those who do not believe will be convicted.
那耶稣爱我们，也爱那些可能会被定罪的我们家里面的人。
Jesus loves us, but he also loves those who may be condemned for their sins, those who are family members.
所以，我们全家都进到这个真耶稣教会末世的方舟哦，那个可以带你。 那个不倒的，不会再洪水毁灭的那一只唯一的方舟。
So he wants us to bring all of our family members into the church to the ark of the latter generation, to the ark that will not be destroyed by the flood.
所以我们要来体会神的心意。
So we must try to understand the heart of Jesus.
在约翰福音第四章啊，有个大官带个孩子来见耶稣啊。
In John chapter 4, there was a great governor who brought his son to meet Jesus.
一定要耶稣到他家去啊，医治他的孩子啊。And
he wanted Jesus to go home with him to heal his son.
啊，耶稣讲一句话，你的孩子现在好了，你的孩子好了。
Jesus said, "Your child is well."
你平安回家吧。
You can go home in peace.
哇，他还没有找到家里，仆人就来找他了。Even
before he returned home, his servant came to look for him.
你儿子好了呢。
He said, "Master, your son is well."
啊，什么时候啊？
At what time was he well?
就是那个时候啊。
It was at that time.
哎，他一想，哎，就是耶稣说你的儿子好了的那个时候啊。
And he recalled it was at the exact moment when Jesus told him, "Your son shall be well."
他说，因为这样，他带领这个大官呐，带领他的全家来信耶稣。
And because of this, this great general brought everyone to believe in the Lord.
有一个天使啊，跟哥尼流显现呐。There
was an angel who appeared to Cornelius.
啊，你是那个海边哦，小皮匠的家里哦，把那个彼得找来跟你们家传福音，跟你传福音。
He said, "Near the sea, go and find Peter to your house."
结果彼得没来，他把家里的人、朋友通通聚集在他们的屋子里面去了。Even
before Peter arrived, he gathered all of his family members and his friends in his house.
他跟他的全家也都受洗信耶稣啊。And
at that time, his entire family believed and were baptized.
有一个禁足啊，把保罗关起来。There
was a jailer who jailed Paul.
保罗啊，当然是被打，很痛啊。Paul
was beaten, so he was in pain.
可是呢，他心里还是在唱诗，就在监狱里面唱诗。
But in his heart, he was still singing hymns.
他就大声唱诗啊。He
sang hymns loudly.
啊，这个众筹万都侧耳在听，哇，在这个地方被打的人还可以唱歌，唱得这么好听啊。And
everyone was listening to his praise and saying, "How can a prisoner sing such loud hymns?"
这唱当中，哇，不得了，怎么来个大地震呢？And
then suddenly there was a great earthquake.
震到那个监牢门都开了。
And the earthquake was so great that the jail doors opened.
更奇妙的是连那个锁链啊，那个木口都断了，都掉了。
And even more miraculous were that the chains came loose.
记者说这还得了，看守这个监狱现在逃亡都逃光了，我以后一定是死得很惨，刀拿起来就要自杀了。
And the jailer said, I am in great trouble. He was about to suicide because he thought all the prisoners would run away.
彼得说你先不要哦，不要杀自己哦。
But Peter said, do not touch yourself.
没有一个人跑掉了。
No prisoner has escaped.
保罗就趁这个机会跟他们跟全家传福音。
And at this time, they took the opportunity to preach to him.
我们看使徒行传十六章三十一节。
Let us turn to Acts.
使徒行传十六章三十一节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 31.
十六章三十一节。
Chapter 16, verse 31.
十六章三十一节。
Acts 16, verse 31.
保罗就这样跟他们讲哦。
This time, Paul said to them.
他们说，当信主耶稣。你和你一家都必得救。
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.
真的，这个是神的应许，我们要把它抓住哦。
This is the promise of God. We must take hold of it.
你和你一家都必得救。
You and your household, you will be saved.
所以我们要想办法带家人来见耶稣。
Therefore, we have to take the opportunity to bring our family members to Christ.
有个姐妹啊，她从台湾搬到加州来。
There was a sister who moved from Taiwan to California.
那她就祷告两件事情。
And she prayed for two matters.
主耶稣啊，我不晓得住哪里哦，住的地方哦，你拜托一下，可不可以让她离教会近一点，而且可以近信徒近一点哦，以后我到教会比较方便。
So she prayed to the Lord, Lord, can you help me find a place that is closer to church and closer to the members so that I can always come to church?
因为她不会开车啊。
Because she was not able to drive a car.
所以说真的很爱她哦。
Jesus really loved her.
跟她住的地方就是在信徒的旁边。
So the place where she lived was right next to a church member.
真的，信徒就常常可以带她上教会。
And the church member could often give her rides to the church.
第二件事情，她求主耶稣啊。
There was a second thing that she prayed to God for.
主耶稣，我这个老公哦，一辈子做生意啊。
She said, Lord, my husband, all he does is work at his business.
就是还不信耶稣啊。
And he still does not believe in the Lord.
以前在台湾这么忙，现在来到美国半退休啦。
When he was in Taiwan, he was so busy, but now he's in the States, he is half retired.
主耶稣啊，你拣选拣选他吧。
Lord, please save him.
他真的是一直放在祷告里面，也请求弟兄姐妹帮忙他的先生祷告。
She really kept it in her prayer, and she also beseeched the church members to pray on her behalf.
真的很奇妙，有时候没有人没有走到尽头，不会寻求神啊。
And it is miraculous, but sometimes until man comes to a dead end, he won't seek for God.
这位先生啊，突然心脏开刀啊。
The husband suddenly needed heart surgery.
很多弟兄姐妹就利用这个机会去看他。
Many brothers and sisters took the opportunity to visit him.
传福音给他。
And they preached the gospel to him.
那出院之后，他也是不好意思，哎呀，弟兄姐妹一直邀啊，他就来教会坐一坐了。
After he got out of the hospital, he was embarrassed because the members kept asking him, so he went to church.
有一次他坐在那里听道理的时候，他心脏突然很痛很痛很痛，痛到哦快要坐不住了这样子。
One time he was sitting in the church listening to a sermon and his heart started to pain to the point that he could not sit.
突然想说，欸，我来这边拜神，他说就暗中跟神祷告。
Then he thought to himself, I'm here to worship God. So he started to pray to God in his heart.
神啊，如果你真的存在，哦，
He said, Lord, if you truly exist,
你也让我现在就不要痛嘛。
You should help my heart not to hurt so much.
我才知道你存在啊。
This is the only way I know you exist.
那我就跟我太太走同一条路啊。
And then I will walk the same path as my wife.
但这样祷告很奇妙啊，这个一这样祷告结束啊。
It was so miraculous, but as soon as he made this kind of a prayer,
欸，真的，他那个痛的地方就不痛了。
Suddenly, the heart pain went away.
真的很奇妙啊。
He thought it was so strange.
欸，他就是因为这样才相信有位真神的。
But it was because of this that he believed there is one true God.
现在哦，常常带太太到教会里面来聚会。
And now he frequently brings his wife to worship in the church.
每个姐妹啊，她刚信耶稣的时候，很想跟妈妈传福音。
When the sister first believed, she truly wanted to preach to her mother.
啊，妈妈是很虔诚的活教徒，怎么叫哦，她都不会来了。
And her mother was such a devout Buddhist. How would her mother come to believe?
后来她就跟妈妈这样讲。
Later, she said to her mom,
妈妈，你这么爱我，你不怕我被教会的人骗走吗？
Mom, if you love me so much, aren't you afraid that I will be deceived by the church members?
你至少来教会看看他们是好人还是坏人，是不会骗我的人嘛。
So you should at least come to the church to see if the church members are good or bad, whether they're deceiving me or not.
妈妈想说，对哦，啊，如果到一个金光党的团体都被骗了，那我不是亏大了吗？
The mother thought, oh, that's true. What if you went among a group of deceivers? Then my loss will be big.
在灵不到位的时候就这样邀她妈妈来教会。
And it was during a spiritual convocation event that she invited her mom to come to church.
这个姐妹啊，在当妈妈来教的时候，祷告神就跟主耶稣这样讲哦。
And when she brought her mom, the sister said to the Lord in her prayer,
主耶稣啊，我没有办法咯，我现在把她交给你了，我不晓得做什么了。
Lord,
我把她交给你了。
Lord, I don't know what else to do, so I give her into your hands.
那个妈妈坐到会堂里面来东张西望，诶，这里的人到底是什么样的人呢？
So the mother came into church wandering around trying to figure out what the people in church were like.
看起来是蛮正常的啊。
She said, they look pretty normal.
那就开始注意讲台啊。
So she started to pay attention to the sermon speaker.
真的很感谢神哦，她也注意讲台啊。主耶稣钉十字架的意象啊，就在讲台后面显现。
But thank the Lord, while she was focusing on the sermon speaker, she saw the vision of Jesus Christ crucified on the cross behind the speaker.
哇，这个哪里有一个人哦，这样子哦，死得这么惨，那主耶稣爱感动他，那么一直哭，一直哭，一直哭啊。
And she said to herself, how can a person go through such pain? So the love of God moved her, and she was moved to tears.
这么奇妙，她就这样来信耶稣啊。
It was such a miracle, but she came to believe in Jesus in this way.
所以你当信耶稣哦，这个救恩要临到你跟你的家哦。
As long as you believe in the Lord, then the salvation will come upon you and your family.
所以我们要长期的为教会来啊，为我们家人来祷告。
So we have to constantly pray for our family members.
不但以他们为优先传福音的对象。
Not only are they our first priority in preaching the gospel,
要努力去找，把他们找出来。
We have to work hard to find them and bring them.
真的有的同龄啊，特别回台湾住一段时间的目的就是要带家人啊来认识这位天上的真神。
Some brothers and sisters go back to Taiwan for the sole purpose of preaching to their parents.
我们再看第二点，这个安德烈啊，他不只是带家人见耶稣。
Let us look at the second point. Andrew did not only bring his family members to see Jesus.
他也把孩子的爱献给耶稣，就是能够带孩子把孩子的爱献给主耶稣基督了。
He also gave the love of the children to Jesus, in that he brought the children to see Jesus.
我们来看约翰福音第六章。
Let us turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
第三节。
Verse
3. 这边记载很多人在听主耶稣传福音呢。
Here it talked about a great multitude listening to Jesus preach the gospel.
那天已经晚了。
And the day was advanced.
所以第五节说，耶稣举目看见许多人来。
So in verse 5, Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great multitude.
就对可能是做总务的腓力这样讲。
And he said to Philip, who was probably the general affairs.
说我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
He said to him, where shall we buy bread that these may eat?
其实主耶稣早就心里有主意要怎么做了。
But Jesus already had an intention of what he would do in his heart.
腓力看到这个现况觉得实在是不可能。
But when Philip saw the situation, he thought it was impossible.
所以第七节腓力回答说啊。
So in verse 7, Philip answered Jesus.
就是二十两银子的饼哦，二十两大概九个月的工资啊。你要赚九个月的，有九个月的工资哦，叫他们个人吃一点哦，也都是不够。人这么多，你怎么喂饱九千人呢？
And he said 200 denarii, which is equivalent to 9 months of pay. Even if you had 200 denarii worth of bread, it is not sufficient to feed the multitude.
有一个人就提出一个答案来了。
But someone brought a solution.
这个就是安德烈啊。
And it was Andrew.
第六章第八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
有一个门徒就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother,
对耶稣说,
said to him,
第九节,
verse 9,
在这里有一个孩童带着五个大饼、大麦饼、两条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢?
He said, there is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?
诶，这个安德烈找到一个孩子啊。
Andrew started to seek and he found some children.
可能很多人 有食物也不愿意拿出来，这个孩子特别爱耶稣啊。
Perhaps there were many people who had food but were not willing to donate it, but here was a lad who loved the Lord.
所以就带着这个孩子的爱呀，把这个孩子的爱呀献给耶稣啊，就是渐渐的把孩子啊带到耶稣面前来呀。
So he brought the lad's love before Jesus, and he brought the lad before Jesus.
那耶稣就把这个爱放大，让好多人借着五个饼、两条鱼可以吃得饱。
And Jesus magnified this love so that it was able to feed many.
这个实在是一个很伟大的神迹呀。
This is a great miracle.
五个饼、两条鱼可以喂饱这么多人。
5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. How was it possible to feed so many?
那更重要就是我们看到有一个安德烈呢，能够有一个 可以把孩子的爱献出来。
But we see that there needs to be someone like Andrew who is able to give the love to Jesus.
所以我们要懂得把孩子带到耶稣面前来啊。
So we have to learn how to bring the children before God.
马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
马可福音十章的十三节到十六节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 13 to verse 16.
马可福音十三节。第十章十三节到十六节。
Mark chapter 10, verse 13 to verse 16.
十章十三节到十六节。
Verse 13 to verse 16.
有人带着小孩子要来见耶稣啊，要耶稣摸他们。门徒便责备这些人。这个门徒不懂得主耶稣的心意。
The disciples rebuked the children who wanted to come to Jesus.
尤其那两三岁的孩子哈，在会堂里面跑来跑去啊。
They did not know the heart of Jesus, especially those who may be just 3 years old running around the temple.
这个很吵啊，主耶稣要讲道理，这么吵做什么？
They're so noisy. Jesus is trying to preach. Why are they so noisy?
所以门徒就责备这些人啊。
So the disciples rebuked the children.
十四节。
Verse 14.
耶稣看见就恼怒。
But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased.
Greatly 哦，恼怒啊！耶稣说，耶稣觉得孩子应该来的，你怎么阻挡他呢？
Jesus was greatly displeased, meaning he wanted the children to come. Why do you stop them?
就对门徒这样讲哦。
And he said to the disciples,
让小孩子到我这里来。
Let the little children come to me.
不要禁止他们。
And do not forbid them.
因为在神国的正是这样的人。
For of such is the kingdom of God.
耶稣利用这个机会跟他们讲道理啊。
Jesus used this opportunity to preach the gospel to them.
孩子是最单纯的。
Actually, it is the children who are the most innocent.
所以耶稣很爱孩子哦。
Therefore, Jesus loves the children.
十五节。
Verse 15.
我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it.
小孩子很单纯哦。
Children are very innocent.
我们讲什么，他就信什么。
Whatever we tell them, they will believe.
啊，我们来到教会信耶稣，就要回转像孩子那样的心态。
When we come to church and believe in Jesus, we must turn our hearts like that of children.
有一颗谦卑的心。
We need to have a very humble heart.
有一颗单纯的心。
We need to have a very innocent heart.
所以这样的人才能够接受福音。
Only these kind of people can receive the gospel.
能够进到神的国度里面去。
And can enter into the kingdom of God.
十六节有一个非常令人感动的动作。
And verse 16 is a very touching action.
他说于是抱着孩子给他们按手为他们祝福。
And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them.
我常常想哦，主耶稣一定是蹲下，然后再把他们抱起来。
I always thought that Jesus would stoop down in order to hug them in his arms.
因为我很难想象主耶稣哦，像老鹰抓小鸡，把孩子这样子用手单手抓起来，抱着，然后按手。我很难想象，一定是蹲下来，抱起来，把手按在他们头上。
It is hard for me to imagine Jesus picking them up like an eagle and placing them in his arms and then blessing them. I think he stooped down to hug them and hold them and then bless them.
我们常跟宗教教育老师讲话哦，这样讲。
We often say to the RE teachers.
你要孩子真正听你的话，你要蹲下来跟他讲话。
If you truly want the children to listen to you, you have to stoop down to talk to them.
这是一种爱的表现哦。
This is a show of love.
真正训练过的空服员啊，他要跟你讲话，他要蹲下来，眼睛对着你跟你讲话。
Those who truly want to talk to you will stoop down and talk.
The steward 哈，那个空服员啊，飞机里面的空服员。
Steward.
飞机的空服员， oh. 他训练过的，他要跟你讲话， oh. 他要蹲下来，眼睛对着眼睛跟你讲话。
The flight attendant has been trained that if she wants to talk to you, she must stoop down and talk to you at eye level.
所以主耶稣应该是蹲下。抱起住手按在这个孩子的身上
So I feel Jesus must have stooped down to scoop up the kids in his arms and then placed his hands on them to bless them.
那今天呢，我们都弟兄姐妹都懂得啊，把耶稣啊带到主耶稣面前来。把孩子带到主耶稣面前来。
Today, many brothers and sisters have learned how to bring the children before Jesus.
他们在小小的时候呢，就让孩子啊来接受主耶稣宝血的洗礼。
While the children are very young, they allow the children to receive the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
其实啊，神拣选人常常是预先了解、预定啊我们来得救的，所以他在创世之前呢，就拣选了我们了。
In actuality, Jesus has predestined us to be saved before the creation.
那这个。怎么样来预定一个人来啊成为他的百姓呢
？How does he determine that someone will become his own children？
一种方法就是让那个人有机会听福音，而且那个人的心被打开了。
one way is to allow the person to listen to the gospel and allow that person to have their hearts open to him.
第二种方法就是让一个孩子在你家里面出生啊。
But the second method is to have a child be born in your house.
那所以他在我们家里面出生，目的就是主耶稣要拣选这个孩子啊，为神所用。
The child is born in your house so that Jesus may use the child in the future.
啊，所以我们要啊，让孩子来见耶稣，然后呢，让他们成为神的孩子。
Therefore, we need to bring the children to see Jesus and to believe in Jesus.
啊，其实很多父母都知道哈，孩子受洗之后，父母亲才真正的放心。
Many parents understand the feeling. Not only until their children are baptized do they feel at peace.
因为耶稣讲啊，你要知道小孩子都有天使啊，回去天国跟神回报啊，这个孩子的情况的。
Because you will know that there are angels who will report about the child's condition.
所以孩子有问题啊，有时候不是我们有办法解决的。
When children encounter problems, many times these are problems we cannot solve for them.
所以我们把孩子带到神面前，让神来照顾他们。
So when we bring the children before God, God will take care of them.
有的孩子要受洗啊，另外一半呢，配偶不同意。
Sometimes when children are about to be baptized, one party, one of the spouses will not agree.
我听到曾经经历过一个故事，就是妈妈要带孩子来受洗。
I heard of a story where the sister, the mom, wanted to bring her kids to be baptized.
但是爸爸说，如果你敢这样做我们就离婚。
But the father said, if you dare to baptize my children, I will divorce you.
那个妈妈真的很痛苦。
The mom was in great sorrow.
那我们当然跟她勉励说，我们不是要革命了
So,
不是要革命了，不是不可以离婚了。
So we encouraged her and we said, "It is not our will for you to be divorced."
但是呢，你在这个过程当中继续祷告，求神感动先生的心。
But during this whole process, continue to pray so that God may move the heart of your husband.
我们在孩子成长过程当中要继续带孩子来见耶稣。
And during this process, you must bring the child to see Jesus.
因为保罗跟加拉太教会这样讲。
Because Paul said to the Galatian church,
我为你们再受一次生长的苦啊，来让耶稣基督成形在你们心里面。
I suffer again so that the Lord Jesus may be embedded in your heart.
所以孩子虽然受洗了，我们要让他在成长过程当中呢，有真的有耶稣基督的生命在他们里面。
So while the kids are baptized, we really want them to live a life so that Jesus Christ is embedded in them.
所以很多爸爸妈妈很聪明，懂得把小孩子送到这个学生灵会或是神训班呢。
So some mothers and fathers are very wise, and they know how to bring their kids to the spiritual convocations and seminars.
我们真的发觉到他们在这个地方常常有一个生命的改变。
And it's actually during those convocations where the kids will have a life change.
常常在SSC 还有这个神训班发现到孩子有两个很大的问题。
Frequently during the spiritual convocation and the seminar, we'll find a major problem among the kids.
第一个大的问题就是媒体的问题。
The first major problem is the problem of media.
真的，在这个时代这个媒体对我们的孩子影响太大。
In this society, media affects and influences our children too greatly.
如果一个高中生以上的孩子有的人真的很挣扎去看一些不好的网站。
High schoolers and above, they really struggle not to look at the bad websites.
有的人因为看不好的网站后来失去圣灵。
And there are many who do view the bad websites and have lost their Holy Spirit as a result.
他再回到前年位他一直悔改又得到圣灵。
And when they return to the spiritual convocation, they repent and pray and they once again receive the Holy Spirit.
他知道这个主耶稣不高兴所以回到家之后会打电话给一些他的好朋友甚至有时候一些工人说我现在很软弱请你帮我祷告好不好我好怕我在做错误的事情。
And they know that Jesus is very displeased with their previous actions. So when he returns home, he will pray to his friends or even some holy workers and say, "Please pray for me. I'm struggling at this point. I'm very weak."
有的孩子电脑网界真的打太多了。
Some children they play too much of their computer games.
所以孩子见证他说，他一跪下来，眼睛一闭起来就是电动玩具所以祷告就在想那个敌人要怎么打那个战舰要怎么打都在想电动玩具的事情
So some children testified when they kneeled down to pray, all they can see was their video game, and they were thinking of ways or strategies to win the game.
第二个问题我们发觉到孩子最大的挣扎就是亲子关系的挣扎就是尤其是跟爸爸有些孩子尤其在这种 teenage 的时间呢这个他们祷告有时候会哭的，他们自己也知道自己这样做不对但是又不晓得自己要怎么样走下去。
Second major problems that the children face is the struggle that they have with their parents, usually with their fathers. And even in prayers, they will shed tears because they know their actions are not correct, but they don't know what to do.
尤其常常有一些那种比较有问题的这种孩子或是有问题的家庭啊。
Especially for children who have more problems or they dwell in a problem family.
但是你把他送到耶稣面前，你带他来见耶稣。
But when you send them to Jesus, you let them come before the presence of Jesus.
你会知道耶稣真的有办法哦。
You would discover that Jesus has the solution.
你看他祷告为什么一直掉眼泪？你看他一直跪在那边一直掉，为什么他一直掉眼泪？
Why would they kneel there and pray and continue to shed tears?
其实他就在那边哦，反省自己的生命。
Actually, at that time, they are reflecting upon their lives.
啊，有个孩子啊，很恨他爸爸。
There was a child who proclaimed that she hated her dad.
那爸爸从小就遗弃她，离开她的家庭，离开她的妈妈。
Because her dad had forsaken the family when she was young.
然后她没有办法化解心中这个恨。
She was unable to get rid of the hatred in her heart.
祷告当中要看异象。
While she was praying, she saw a vision.
看那个大树下哦，坐了一个很慈爱的老人。
She saw that under a great tree there sat a very loving man, old man.
在山坡上有个小孩子在那里。
山坡
就是一个很翠绿的 山坡上。
And then she saw on a hill that there was a baby there.
啊，仔细一看，哎，那个不是我自己吗
？And when she looked more carefully, she saw, isn't that baby I?、
啊、看到那个老人那么慈祥，他跑跑跑跑跑跑到那个老人那边哦，老人就把他抱在怀里面。
And she saw that the old man, picked up the baby in his arms.
大概，哎，这个不是主耶稣吗
？And she said, isn't this the Lord Jesus?
他就回答说，哎，原来。虽然肉身的爸爸从小离弃他，他天上还有爸爸，他是常常把他抱在自己的怀里的。
And she realized, even though she has a physical father who had forsaken her, she had a heavenly father who constantly hugged her in her arms.
在祷告当中呢，这位慈祥的天父呢，就开启他的心了。
And during that time, this loving heavenly father opened up her heart.
让他知道说，其实你一直有恨，对你本身真的是不好的。
She realized if you have hatred in your heart, it is not good for you.
在祷告当中，他突然发现到说，神给他开启了一个思想，就是说，其实你爸爸也很可怜呐。
And in her prayers, God opened her mind and told her, actually, your father is very pitiful.
在有这样的想法之后呢，他心中不再有恨了。
After she had this thought, she no longer had hatred for him.
她后来千里寻父啊，跑到坐很远的飞机，坐很远的巴士，千里去找她的爸爸。
And later, she decided to take a long flight and a long bus ride in order to seek out her dad.
生命有一个很奇妙的改变啊。
She had a very miraculous change
in her
life.
所以今天我们说怎么样，我们来帮助我们孩子成长呢
？So today, when we want to know how to help our children to grow,
你一定要让他受洗，让他成为耶稣基督的孩子。
When you must allow them to be baptized, so they become the children of God.
你一定要带他来参加 SSC， 带他来参加这种神学的训练。
You must allow them to go to spiritual convocation, to the spiritual seminars.
我们要知道，有时候高中生哦，需要暑期要休课，然后呢，因为要休课，有时候没有办法参加我们教会的活动。
Sometimes the high schoolers may have to take extra classes during their summer vacation and are not able to attend the church events.
那有的孩子啊，因为怕祷告，所以他也不太愿意参加。
Or some children are afraid of prayer, so they are not willing to attend.
其实我们真的要鼓励他们呢，哈。
But at this time, we must encourage them.
有一个孩子啊，不愿意参加这个训练。
There was a children who was not willing to attend the convocation.
那时候是在南加州要举办的哦。
And it was a convocation conducted in Southern California.
妈妈说：“你去嘛，你去嘛。”结束之后，妈妈帮你打一张票哦。年龄教会旁边有个迪士尼乐园，帮你打一张票，你就可以去迪士尼乐园玩了。
The mother said, "Go, go. After you come back, then I will buy you tickets to Disney World."
因为那个灵会结束就可以去迪士尼乐园玩了。
After the spiritual convocation, then you're allowed to go to Disneyland.
好高兴啊！为了要迪士尼乐园，就在教会忍耐呀。
He was so happy for the sake of Disneyland. He decided to go to church.
结果主耶稣就利用那个机会把他抓住了。
But Jesus utilized that opportunity to grab hold of him.
辅导员帮忙，认真祷告，得到圣灵。
Through the help of the counselor, he prayed fervently and he received the Holy Spirit.
真的，生命有一个很奇妙的改变哦。
And he had a great change in his life.
所以真的，我们要继续的让孩子带到主耶稣面前来。
So we must continue to allow the children to come before Christ.
我们灵恩会哦，我们晚上也应该把孩子带过来。
During our spiritual convocation in the evening, let us bring our children here.
哦，让孩子来摸摸头吧。
Let the children be laid hands on.
让主耶稣来爱一爱吧。
Let Jesus love them a little.
我们再来看安德烈带外族人来见耶稣。
And let us see.
就是告诉耶稣外族人要见他了。
And let us see how Andrew brought the Gentiles to see Jesus.
我们来看约翰福音十二章。
Let us turn to John chapter 12.
十二章的二十节到二十二节。
John 12.
十二章的二十节到二十二节。
Verse 20 to verse 22.
十二章二十节到二十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 22.
那时啊，上来过节礼拜的人中呢，有几个希利尼人呢？哦，请读。
Now there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast.
二十一节，他们来见加利利伯塞大的腓力，求他说：“先生，我们愿意见耶稣了。”
Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus."
腓力好像不太敢带他们去见耶稣嘞。
It seemed that Philip was a little afraid to bring them before Jesus.
耶稣马上以前都跟他们这样讲啊。
Because Jesus had told them previously.
你们传福音的时候，不要到外邦人家里面去啊，先从犹太家开始传啊。
When you preach the gospel, do not go into the house of the Gentiles. First, preach to the household of the Jews.
所以腓力可能有想法说，这个耶稣是 anti-Gentile 的，但是这个不喜欢这个外邦人的。
So Philip may have the misconception that Jesus was anti-Gentile.
二十二节，那腓力怎么办呢
？22. Then what did Philip do?
那腓力就去告诉安德烈啊。
Philip came and told Andrew.
那安德烈就同腓力去告诉耶稣啊。
And in turn, Andrew and Philip told Jesus.
安德烈懂得，这个事情要让主耶稣知道啊。
Andrew realized that this was a matter that they must tell
Jesus. 就告诉耶稣说，有希腊人要来见你啊。
So Jesus said, Andrew told Jesus, there are some Greeks who wish to see you.
间接的把希腊人的希望呢，带来给耶稣基督啊。
And they were able to bring the hope of the Greeks before Jesus.
这个圣经留一个伏笔哦，没有告诉我们这个到底后来这些希腊人有没有来见耶稣啊。
The Bible does not tell us whether the Greeks finally believed in Jesus or not.
你们觉得呢
？What do you think?
但是我们再仔细看后来发展的故事。
But if we continue to look at the story,
耶稣说你们要往普天下去传福音。
Jesus said you must preach the gospel to all nations.
其实他耶稣有一个计划，这个福音是要从犹太人开始的，其实不是犹太人，是从120个同村庄的人开始的。
Jesus had already had a plan. He was going to preach the gospel starting from the 120 members.
这120个人都是加利利人啊。
Who were all Galileans.
唯一的加利人已经把耶稣卖掉了。加利人犹大。唯一的加利人就是同样是犹太人，主耶稣就先拣选120个加利利人啊。
First, Jesus chose 120 Galileans, even though one of them was to betray him and sell him.
No. 只有一个是加利人啊。只有一个加利人，对不起。
There was only one.
不是加利利人呐。
That was not a Galilean.
对不起，可能你换对了但后来主耶稣还叫彼得特别拣选去彼得去传给第一个外邦人就是哥尼流。
And later, Jesus directed Peter to preach to the first Gentile, which was Cornelius.
跟他讲我洁净了，你不可以以为不洁净啊。
And he said, "What I have made clean, you shall not call unclean."
后来又特别拣选一个使徒，是专门去外邦传福音的，外邦人使徒就是保罗啊。
Then he picked another apostle to preach solely to the Gentiles, which was Paul.
所以今天腓力懂得啊，要把犹太这个外族人的希望呢，也带这些他们的希望来见耶稣啊。
And today.Philip and Andrew knew to bring the hope of the Greeks before Jesus.
今天呢，我们会知道神在末世兴起的教会也是一样的。
Today in the church of the latter times, we know it is the same.
我们看启示录的第七章第二节。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章第二节。
Revelation chapter 7 verse 2.
这个末后的有一个天使要从日出之地出来。
And the angel of the latter days will come from the heaven.
要从日出之地出来啊
！Will come ascending from the east.
我们来看七章的二节。
Let us read chapter 7.
我又看见另有一位天使从日出之地上来，拿着永生神的印，他就向那得着权柄、能伤害地和海的四位天使大声喊着说：第三节
，Verse three.
地和海并树木，你们不可以伤害。等我们印了我们神众仆人的额，请读。
Verse 2, then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads.
弟兄姐妹，现在世界末日快来之前，我们会知道地、海、树木都遭殃了。
Brothers and sisters, before the latter day comes, we can see the turmoil.
地跟海跟树木都遭殃了。
Because we have seen the harm to the earth and the sea.
但是呢，在全部遭殃到这个都灭尽之前哦，在遭殃之前呢，开始遭殃之前呢，一个天使就说，哎，先不要哦，让我们来应应先呐、啊，应应。
But before the whole earth is harmed, the angel will say, "Stop! Let us first set a seal."
啊，这个天使就从日出之地出来，开始拿永生神的印啊，在一个一个印神的众仆人呢、啊。
So the angel will send from the east, having the seal of God, and seal the servants of God on their foreheads.
这个印到底是什么、啊、
？And what does this seal mean?
啊，以弗所书第一在讲说呢，神用圣灵做印记来印我们。
Ephesians tells us that God uses His Spirit to set a seal upon us.
所以在幕后，圣灵要在东方开始兴起他的教会。
So in the latter times, the
圣灵要在东方兴起他的教会。
The Holy Spirit will come from the east and establish its church.
真的很奇妙，我们真耶稣教会就是在东方兴起的。很多宗教从西方传到东方的时候呢，真耶稣教会就从东方传回西方来。
And it is very miraculous, for the true Jesus Church began in the east. Many Christianity began from the west to the east, but true Jesus Church comes from the east.
就像神早期用犹太人把福音带给外邦地，今天神用中国人、东方人把福音传给全世界一样。
Just as Jesus used the Jews in order to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, today Jesus used people of the East, the Asians, to preach the gospel.
所以你看那个启示录的教会到末后，它那个门是12个门呐、啊。
So we see in the latter days in Revelation there was 12 gates.
我们看启示录二十一章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 21.
二十一章的十三节。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 13.
啊，这个是讲到末后的教会、啊，就现在的教会、啊。
Talks about the latter day church, which is the church today.
十三节说，东边三个门，北边三个门，南边三个门，西边三个门。
Verse 13 tells us that there were three gates on the east, three gates on the north, three gates on the south, and three gates on the west.
这个会堂开十二个门是什么意思
？What does it mean if this chapel had 12 gates?
就是各个方向、各个族类、各个种族都要啊，各国各族各方各民在末世都要集中到。神的家里面来
which tells us every direction, every nation, every culture, every tribe of people will come into the church.
啊，以前是借犹太人，现在是借我们呢。
In the past, Jesus used the Jews, and today He will use us.
真的，犹太人跟东方人跟我们中国人哦，有很多特色是一样的。
There are some unique traits between the Jews and the Asians.
犹太人哦
，they're similar.
有摩西律法，他们道德相当严谨，不可以犯十诫。
The Jews have the Mosaic Law. They have the Ten Commandments, so they keep to the commandments.
中国人有孔夫子的那种思想、哦、也是教人要做礼仪之邦、啊、要懂得礼、啊、礼貌、啊啊啊、也道德水准也相当高、啊、
And the Asian culture has the law of Confucius, so they know how to treat others nicely.
那第二个同样的特色就是呢，四海都有犹太人。
And there are Jews in all four corners of the world.
啊，第二个就是四海都有中国人。
But then there are also Asians in all four corners
真的,
of the world.
真的，无论你到哪里去，你都会遇到中国人。
Wherever you go, you will meet someone of Asian descent.
中国人真的很会跑。
We know that the Asians know how to immigrate.
神现在就是利用中国人，他们那种道德的持守，能够把真理守下来，用中国人把福音呢、啊、传到全世界去。
God is trying to use their originally their virtuous nature in order to keep the word of God and to preach the word of God throughout all the world.
那第三点，犹太人跟中国人很相似的地方就是，犹太人哦。很勤俭呐、啊，用比较不好听的话，就说可能比较小气啦。啊，中国人其实很多人都很勤俭、啊。
And the third point is that Jews know how to save money, and many Asians also know how to save money.
犹太人很多都相当经济相当好。
And Jews, some of them are very well to do.
那中国人仔细看哦，比如说我们的真耶稣教会来讲哦，现在全世界的真耶稣教会啊，几乎都是东方人在支援他的那个。啊，经济能力啊，哈。
And if we look at the True Jesus Church here, we can see that usually it is all the people from the East that are helping to sustain the churches.
真的，这个很奇妙，这个很奇妙，就是这是神用这个民族的特色，神的一个计划从东方兴起，然后他的教会。
It was God's plan to use the uniqueness of such a culture.
所以今天我们来到伊丽莎白这个地方、哦、我们不只是要传给、啊、我们自己的民族、啊、
So today, now that we are in Elizabeth, we are not meant to preach only to our own nation.
我们要把外族人也带到来，带来见耶稣啊。
We also have to bring people of other nationality into the church.
我觉得很多教会都有这种强烈的使命感哦。
I think many churches have this conviction.
他们做了很多这种missionary 的对外族人的这种工作。
They have done many missionary or preaching to people.
感谢主，在我们的加州这样的工作也做不少啊。
And we thank God that in the California churches, this kind of work exists.
在加州我们有这种English Hosanna, 就是何善纳的布道会。
For example, in California, we have the English Hosanna outreach programs.
我们也有 Spanish Hosanna, 我们也有那种对那种非洲裔的不是西裔的那种布道会。
And there's also the Spanish Hosanna, which is an outreach to the Spanish
community. 我们把我们东部的门呢，要把它打开。
So we have to open our doors.
我们是鼓励我们年轻人学西班牙文的。
We always encourage our young youths to learn Spanish.
我常常坐计程车到机场去啊，每次叫的计程车都是讲西语的。
Many times I take the taxi from here to the airport, and many times the taxi driver speaks Spanish.
这个附近很多西语的人哦。
There are so many Spanish-speaking people around this neighborhood.
我就在那个 South Plainfield.
I live in South Plainfield.
有一次我去Piscataway 附近啊，开一个账户。
And one time I went to Piscataway.
一到两个非洲裔的美国人呢。
I saw two African Americans.
我跟他们讲英文不是很道地，我就问他们说你们是从哪里来的。
And I didn't think their English was very fluent, so I asked them where they were from.
他们跟我讲，他们来的地方就是我要去传福音的地方啊。
And I
的附近呢、啊。
And they came from the place where I was going to go preach the gospel.
我要到你们非洲传福音，你们其实早就已经来到这里了。
I was going to Africa to preach to them, but they have already come here.
十几年前，小弟如果搭 UA 到非洲去哈，比较少看到非洲裔的美国人。
10 years ago, if I boarded the plane to Africa, I would see very few African Americans.
去年我搭 UA 到非洲去。好多非洲裔的美国人，他们都已经规划成美国人了。
But last year, when I took the UA flight to Africa, there were many African Americans on the plane.
他跟我说他们住在哪，他们说，他们所住的地方就是一个 melting pot， 各种不同的族裔都在那个汤里面呢。
They told me where they lived, and they said they lived in a melting pot where there were many different nationalities there.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天来这边不是没有缘故的哈。
So brothers and sisters, we are not here without a reason.
我们应该把眼光放远，知道神的心意是什么。
We should set our visions afar, know the heart of God.
真的，将启示录里面的教会是各国、各族、各方、各民，不是只有中国人。
Because from Revelation, it is all nationalities, all culture. It is not only the people from the east.
所以我们要把这个门打开。
So we have to open these doors.
愿主耶稣帮助我们哦。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
我们教会有更多的安德烈。
So that there are more Andrews in our church.
更多人愿意来支援礼拜三到礼拜六的灵恩布道会。
More people who can support the evangelical service from Wednesday night till Saturday night.
愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May the Lord bless everyone.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
520.
520.